Welcome, one and all, with your host, Rolando, and his co-host, John. We are the Skeleton Boys.
Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
And I'm Johnny.
And welcome to the show. This week, we will review The Unholy. As always, John will give us the plot in five words. We'll give our first thoughts. And then we'll go into a deep spoiler analysis. But today, we have a mini review on your suggestion, John. You wanted us to check out Spookies.
Throw me under the bus.
This is a John-centric choice podcast.
Could have been worse. This was supposed to be one of my main picks.
Yeah, but you...
dodged a bullet there.
Yes, it's a 1986 movie. It's about... Okay, I got to read the IMDb.
Yeah, what's it about?
I had to read what it was about several times throughout the movie. Okay, it says, a wicked sorcerer tries to sacrifice a group of people inside his house with the intention of using their vitality to keep his wife alive. Vitality, sorry.
Yep, sure, that's what it's about.
Yeah, that's it. So,
Like played like a bad, like TV show almost.
Yeah.
It was not good.
No. Was it interesting? Yes. I think it was.
I lost interest most. I kept forgetting to watch the movie. Like, I would, like, you know, busy myself with something else by accident. And I was like, oh, yeah, the fucking movie. Yeah, I didn't care for it.
How did this movie get on your radar? Is this something you picked because it looked cool? I mean, are you mentioning something like that on... you know, when you're mentioning it, that's on Shudder, or was it something you read about, or?
No, yeah, 100% what you just said, the first thing. It was on Shudder, so I looked it up, and I was like, this looks like it's, like, in my wheelhouse, you know? I'm going to discover the new fucking cult classic that people are unaware of, and no, it's not one of those movies. It is no Demons, let's put it that way.
No, but I think... there's still a level of camp to enjoy. Like, maybe throw this on like at 2 a.m. if you're marathoning movies, and then just like,
you know, if I had a bar, right? Like, right. Let's say we open up a Skeleton Boys bar, hang with the boys. Mm-hmm. This would definitely be one of the movies I would like play.
Yeah. No. You know? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Where were we? There's a bar here in Los Angeles, over in Echo Park, the Holloway. You remember we would watch like what the fuck movies are these? They would always weird movies,
mm-hmm.
kind of like that. Because I tried to watch one later, and I was like, this movie sucks.
Yeah, they have TCM, and TCM always does like midnight movies during the weekend. So a lot of like odd, obscure genre stuff.
So this could be one of those movies.
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely. Definitely has a cult movie.
Could I watch
movie.
It again? Yeah. Could I watch it again? Probably not.
I would watch it again if I got all my friends together and I told them, like, preface it by saying, this is not a good movie. Just have fun with it. And then just, you know, we'll drink and we can be as loud as we want to get through it.
Like, take a drink every time something nonsensical happens. Take a shot every time they introduce a new form of a horror movie icon.
Yes.
Because what, you had zombies, you had like some sort of werewolf, you had like vampires, I think.
Yeah.
There was like ghosts, sort of. It was all over the place.
It's just everything. Everything just like was shoved into this movie.
Yeah. But I will say my favorite characters were like that That like Guido guy, the guy with like the shiny leather pants or pleather pants, and his girlfriend were the funniest part.
Yeah, he had a shirt to match. I'll say that.
Yeah,
Duke.
He was super misogynistic, right? But he was never crossed the line. And I was like, what is his character? You know? Like at one point I was like, oh no, he's going to do something bad, like beat his girlfriend or try to rape her or whatever. But like, no, that like never happened. He was just like goofy later. I was like, I don't understand the script. I'm glad it didn't go there. And somehow it's my favorite character.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm having a hard time talking about this movie. But there's things about it. Like nobody in this, the one note I made is like, nobody in this movie is acting like a person. They're not making like rational decisions. They're just like going along just to do stuff to progress the plot. And they have odd moments and weird choices for actors. There's like a really old guy
who did that. And they're supposed to be related somehow. like douchey guy brought his friends with them, and his girlfriend was the daughter of the, like, where were they going?
Just looking for some more party. They were looking for some more action.
Yeah.
That was the extent of it. I believe.
Weird. And the older guy looked a lot like what's his name from MASH, right?
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
Did you read any of the like history on the movie or like the IMDb stuff?
No, there interesting stuff about this?
Well, okay, so the movie, there's two movies, there's two directors. There's this movie called Twisted Souls, which was financed, and it's just basically the movie with all the kids and the haunted house stuff. And then for whatever reason, it got shut down. And because I think there was some sort of like legal dispute on the property or on the material. So they just shut it down. So it's just all this unused footage that got mostly done. So years later, they hired another director that asked them, like, hey, do something with this. Do something with it. It doesn't matter. And he's the one that shot the stuff with the kid, Billy. So that's why the Billy stuff and the stuff with the kids doesn't feels like it intersects, because he just shot this stuff to pad it. So all the stuff, he cuts away to all these like demons that are looking and watching all the action happening. That's him adding more material to kind of pad out the runtime of the movie.
So that's why it's not cohesive at all, right?
At all, yeah.
Because that kid, that whole, like, it was like the beginning story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where that dude, that like punk looking dude, was hanging out in the tree.
Yeah.
And you thought it was one of the demons that was like watching him, but it was just some rando dude telling him, like, run away, kid. Don't come back to this life. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Give me a light. Come here.
And then he immediately gets killed.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Surprisingly, That was his only acting movie he did.
Weird. That's crazy. Weird.
There's actually a lot of these guys. This is their only movie they ever made. I got super curious about it. So I was like looking at everybody up, and I was like, why are all these people now? So that's essentially like the sort of story, I guess. The behind the scenes story was an unfinished movie that they try to like use it, because it was basically just all this footage, you know, that they had sitting around just so they can release it and try to make some money for it. But this movie, so what about, we should talk about the fart demons.
the poo demons, right? They came from the septic tank, I guess. They like puddled poo. They're in the basement. And they puddle like into pool monsters. They look like a bunch of swamp things made of shit, right?
Right. Yeah. And then, so the genius producers decided to like add those farting noises because they thought they would enhance the scene. So,
Yeah, no way did it cheapen everything about that scene. Yeah. I mean, for one, like, it was a douchey guy, right? Was mm-hmm. the one being attacked, and he's, like, able to overcome them.
he's able
to overcome most of the people.
It's, like, the super heroic scene between him and his girlfriend. It's that classic setup where they're about to, like, they suddenly get really horny for each other, and so the guy's, like, really pushy about it. And you think, you know, I assume, like, okay, this is where they die, right? And instead, they turn into, like, heroes, and they're, like, fighting them off. And then they're, like, she gets an axe, and then she, like, breaks open, I guess, a big wine holder situation, barrel.
Oh, yeah, because he figures out that wine hurts them, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then they show that there's a big wine. Yeah, like, there's, like, barrels of wine, I guess. And, yeah, she, like, opens them up. I'm like, what?
What's so cool, they're, like, embracing. They're, like, having this huge action scene. Which probably meant a lot to them because it's probably like the actors only like big scene together, and it's just like constant added effect fart noises throughout those shots. I was stumped. I was like, oh my God, what the hell? What is this?
Yeah.
What is this movie?
I was wondering about that, and I was also curious, like, where did they find a such an old actor to play the sorcerer? He was so old looking, you know? I'm just kidding. He had like some of the worst makeup I've ever seen. Like,
yeah.
They latexed the shit out of his face.
No, yeah, they did. They, and what's funny, he, to describe his part, he kind of has, if anybody's seen Ed Wood, he has the Bela Lugosi part where he's like, when he's telling him, he adds him to his movie. He tells him like to pull the strings, and like he tells him to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like he has like this separate part of the movie kind of added into it. I don't know. That's kind of what I got, the sense I got. And the audio was super bad. Maybe because I was listening to it on my headphones. I was like, I'm not going to play this. You know,
his audio was utter crap. Like he was in scenes with other people, like the lady that played his quote unquote wife, right?
Right.
That you find out didn't want to be alive, didn't want to be there. And she sounded like, in comparison, because the audio altogether was kind of bad. It's an 80s movie, right? She sounded clear, and he sounded like he was speaking through like a toilet paper roll or something.
It did sound like really awful effect. It really, it sounded like something like added, because it all sounded ADR'd. It all, like, when their back was turned, you couldn't hear them. Like, it was less audible. And then they had the effect over it, which made it sound even worse. And then a lot of the shots, you could tell it's just ADR. It doesn't even like, it seems like they were probably shooting just fast as they could in the scenes that they can. Specifically, I would think the night stuff was all ADR'd, I think. Probably because they had the Jennies and all the other shit they had going in the back.
Oh, you think they had Jennies and stuff?
Yeah, car lights.
They could have just been work lights.
Could have just, yeah. You know, the other thing I want to take away from the movie was I really like the score. Did you like the score? Because I was like kind of into it.
I thought the score was okay. I mean, it was like very. They couldn't afford Goblin, or you know, so they just did their own version of it.
Yeah.
I guess I can see your reasoning behind like maybe watching it again. Maybe I should give it another chance.
I wouldn't watch it without other people. Like I would put this on as like, look at this terrible movie. Watch it. And I think it has that sort of cult movie. I could see a cult audience building up around it. I doubt it will, because I don't think anybody's ever heard of this movie, but
yeah, I feel like it would have happened already, I guess.
It would have already happened. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Like it would have already like gained momentum, I think. I don't know. I don't know. What do you, I don't know what else to say.
Again. Yeah. Like I definitely wouldn't watch it on your own. I mean, I made that mistake. Right. And I was like, oh no, this movie sucks. Yeah, I could see that. Maybe, yeah, like more in like a party setting where you don't have to pay attention to it, because honestly, it doesn't matter if you pay attention to it.
Yeah.
It like doesn't really make sense. I mean, you kind of get like the point it's trying to make, I guess. Not, there is no point to be made. I'm sorry. Yeah. You get what the story is supposed to be.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah. Okay, bad makeup effect dude is just killing these people off.
There was a Ouija board also that was introduced.
That's right. Yeah. Where he kept going, no. Will we survive the night? No. And it's like controlling it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where are we going? I mean, where are we? H-E-L-L. Something like that.
Again, yeah, it'd be like, take a drink every time a new horror element is introduced to the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I was confused, like, they had to have been in a mansion, but only shot in, like, three different rooms.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because they couldn't find each other, which was kind of boggling my mind. Or, yeah. And then also, why did the younger couple, the punk dude, and I mean, I can't really call him a punk dude, right? I'm not sure what he was supposed to be. But, like, why did they decide to go to the basement?
Oh, I don't remember.
They were running from something, I think.
Probably, yeah.
They were running for something, and then he was like, oh, hey, now we're alone. I'm horny. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Or how about the guy with the perm who was clearly gay, and he's like, Linda, give me a kiss or
something. Oh, yes, yes.
He eventually had that little, like, creature, lizard creature with the face. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. There was like two of them, right?
Yeah.
There was like a fatter one.
Yeah. He transformed. And then you have this freaking, what is it, Asian spider lady. That was fucking and it was weird.
Like, who is she? What is she? Again, drink every time a new horror element is introduced to the... Let's be real painfully 80s and be somewhat racist and not somewhat, like, pretty racist.
Yeah.
Dude, mystical, I mean, Asian lady is a spider. Like, okay.
I mean, again, I keep coming back to this, but, like, I just actively want to just show everybody this movie. John,
yes, I think bizarre.
It's so bizarre. I think you've stumbled upon a real cult movie here. So
I feel like if our old university had the funding and we could get a horror movie made, yeah, it would probably be something very close to this.
During our summer stock movie at our university, we could pitch them this movie. Yeah.
The sequel, Spookies.
Spookies. Well, it already is called Spookies. We call it Spookier.
Yeah. Before Spooky Midnight. And
Dawn of Justice. Yeah.
Scratch my back real quick because it's hot. It's hot.
Okay. It's hot. Summer.
Summer, it's hot.
Not cool. Did you have any last thoughts?
After this conversation, I think people should definitely watch it if they have a party going on. Is it a good movie? Absolutely not. But I feel like it's a good segue into introducing our main movie, right?
So
now that we got an even bigger budget, just kidding.
So I when we first got on, I told John there's a movie that I liked out of these two.
Yeah. I mean, I can figure it out now. Yeah.
So I think I showed my hand here. I out of the two, I think Spookies is going to be the one I have the most to say, but I don't know, but let's get into it. John, do you want to give us the plot in 5 words?
Johnny.
5 words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
Oh, yeah. And I'm actually writing a bonus real quick.
Yeah, bonus.
Yeah. All right. It is time for John to do his 5-word plot summaries about The Unholy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Coming in at number 5, it's about saving different souls. And that's like on quotes, And that's going to be my real summary for this movie, because I guess that's what it's about. I mean, they kind of shove it down your throat, don't they? Coming in at number 4, CGI makes an ugly comeback.
Oh. I know it's already hot.
Because these are going to start to hit below the belt.
Yeah, but it just got way hotter. OMG. All right.
There's nothing like daytime scares to really just make you piss your pants. Okay.
Yeah.
Coming in at 3, Dead Silence has a sister?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And coming in at 2, I have Hot Topic employee produces movie. It's like the dude went across all the shirts and he was like, yeah, I'm going to put this in the movie. And coming in at 1, Carrie Ooze has a bad accent.
Yes.
That's what the movie's really about. Carrie and his horrible accent. And my bonus is the unholy piece of crap.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This movie sucked.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
I think for me, the main thing is that it's very average, middle of the road.
There's nothing new about it.
Nope.
Every single thing has been taken from a different movie within recent horror movie history, too. Not like over the years.
And done better. And done better. Let's preface that.
Yeah. And the editing is some of the worst editing I've seen in a horror movie. This guy does not understand jump scares. They don't understand timing. It wasn't properly color corrected, in my opinion. You know, it was presenting itself like it was a AMC show or something.
This was a TV horror, right? That's it. It's not cinematic. It has a very small scale approach to it, very deliberate. But like you basically said, it's very middle of the road. I wanted to kind of touch base a little bit. Like, what is your feeling about religious based horror? We've reviewed a couple of already that have kind of dived into it, but this one being probably the most blatant about its sort of wanting to take stuff that they saw in The Exorcist and redo it. I don't know. What is your take on that? Religious-based horror.
I'm a little tired of it now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a bit much at this point. I feel like even some movies that aren't that great, like The Nun, still do like a different spin on it. So it's still like a religious-based horror film. But religion is not the main component of like what's going to save. I mean, it is. I don't know if you've seen The Nun, but she does use like the blood of Jesus Christ, but at least she like spits it on her face. Not, you know, like it's not like we got to do this whole thing and believe in God, blah, blah, blah. Because this one was like real dude needs to find his faith and like, oh, I mean, it's my fault. And another priest is like, maybe you were chosen on purpose because God only picks like underdogs, basically.
Yeah.
God only picks people he can barely trust. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Like, what?
That's a very, very tired trope.
Yeah. It's like, man, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, you were like probably only the one good thing about the movie, sort of. And
mm-hmm.
The character's a little bit boring.
Yeah, but I feel like he's still interesting.
Yeah.
I think he's a good actor. I mean, he's one of those actors who has a very easy ability when he's on screen. I don't know, a certain charisma to him. So he's very watchable, you know. So I was engaged on that much of it. I think his performance is fine. I think he did everything he was asked to do. Same with William Sadler. I mean, the guy is just a pro at this point. I mean, he's done everything you can possibly imagine. Yeah. And he's just like, he was given this part. He did fine as well. I mean, they're really kind of the only two standouts, in my opinion. this movie.
Because Carrie Ooze was like, what was that accent, man?
If you give him just a little bit of something to chew on, he's going to take it. It's always been my thing with him.
Oh, my God.
He loves to chew every,
so bad.
Every word, every scene he's in. He's gonna make it, you know, something. He has those tendencies. I mean, he's been in some good stuff too, right? But, I mean, he does have those tendencies to lean into sort of the cheesier sides, the eviler sides of his approach here.
Yeah, I guess. but the young lady wasn't bad either, actually.
She wasn't bad.
She was
no.
Okay, but yeah. Mm-hmm. But the character was kind of boring also. Like, they're all the characters are very one note. Like, they had their one purpose and that was it.
Which, right,
I
yeah.
gotta say, was a part of the problem. Was also the writing was, like, awful. Like, the dialogue itself was like, come on, nobody talks like this.
Right. I think that's probably, it's probably, I think there's, they tie so much of this plot on tired tropes of this sort of movie.
Right.
You know, a guy who's quote unquote lost everything is he's the one that can like save everybody. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you caught, but like apparently he would like sell his soul for like a good story. I'm just kidding. They repeat that like 800 fucking times.
Yeah.
You would sell your soul, you know? I was like, yeah, no, he's aware of that. You told him in the previous scene. But yeah, tired tropes. And, you know, the intro, I was like, oh, man, Black Sunday came out in, like, what, 69 or something and did this way better. Like,
oh, that was the other. Yeah. No, that was the one note I had. I was like, oh, good Black Sunday reference. So, yeah, I wrote that down. Of course, being the opening scene, they kind of mimicked the opening scene of Black Sunday, which was the sort of, I don't know, what is it?
Pounding
the
spiky mask
on the witch, quote unquote
on
witch.
The witch. But in Black Sunday, her face isn't fleshy. I'm not sure what to say. Like, it looked like her face healed, I guess. Anyway, we're going in on the spoilers, right? But I just have that lingering question in my head.
So this is written and directed by a first-time director, and his biggest claim to fame is he wrote the Hufflepuff movies and Beauty and the Beast and The Huntsman. So this is his first sort of foray. He wrote Hercules, the rock one. So he comes from like a, it's kind of odd because he comes from like a Disney kind of background. His writing credits are just littered with like Disney stuff. A lot of sequels. Right. And this is his first like directing project. He decided to make a horror movie. So.
Maybe not his thing.
A little outside his territory, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little outside his territory.
I think
only because
one of his. Sorry, what?
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think one of his bigger mistakes was trying to be like James Wan and have like a majority of these scares happen during the day, which I'm sure is like a budget thing. They just couldn't afford to like do overnights, I guess.
Right, yeah.
But like, oh man, I forgot that my computer's brightness had been turned down and I still wasn't scared. So like, I couldn't see anything. <You know? laughs> And then like, I'll bring up the brightness and I was like, oh man, like there's like a dream sequence where it's supposed to be kind of spooky and scary. And I was like, oh, this is like Stephen King TV movie level of CGI and scares, like looks bad.
Yeah.
Wasn't scary at all. I'm even going to say the what's her name? The Satanist from the Insidious movie was scarier than this Mary character.
Yeah. I think, the Mary character. So basically she just like creates miracles, right? And then she creates all these miracles. So they become devoted to her and they worship her because of all the miracles she's performed. But plot twist, it's a different Mary.
Yeah. Which I'm surprised it took everybody in the movie that long to figure that one out.
Yeah.
And it's also, what, Massachusetts?
Mm-hmm. They try to tie witches to...
Yeah.
To the way
it... Which I was like, okay, I wish they had just kind of stuck with that. And then it's like, who are all these people showing up to the church? And why are they always wearing, like, red caps? No, I'm just kidding.
Go socks.
Go socks. Yeah, I mean, I felt like towards the end of the movie, I was like, all right, as long as everybody dies, I think this movie can be salvaged, maybe. And guess what they didn't go with?
Let's go into spoilers.
Yeah.
Wait! No, stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Stop. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into...
spoilers. And yeah, this introduces our spoilers. Spoiler, the movie was bad at the end.
Yeah. Nobody died.
Nobody fucking died. Like, what, like William Sadler, Carrie Ewells. So basically anybody that was a priest or a pastor in this died.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's about it, I think.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Because since Jeffrey Dean Morgan, for reasons, does not die right away when Mary touches him, he is the hero.
Yeah. This movie, like, lost me right with the setup where he's... how he actually releases her. Apparently she's this doll.
Oh yeah.
Which you referenced about Dead Silence, which I thought was funny. She's this doll hiding under a tree that nobody's touched since the 1800s. It's been sitting in this stupid fucking tree for almost, what, 100 years.
And yeah, by a church, you know, yeah. Where, you know, kids fucking play every day.
Or maintain the lawn. I mean, the grass was cut. I mean, it was, the tree was clearly like in the middle of nowhere. The yard was maintained and just sat there for hundreds of years, this doll.
And on top of that, there's like, what, the Jeffrey Dean Morgan gets suckered into going to Massachusetts because of cattle mutilation. So they think it's satanic things. And like, he gets there. And the livestock dude is like, or the farmer's like, yeah, check it out right here. What do you make of this? He's like, is your son a teenager? Does he listen to Metallica? He's like, yeah, he does. And then they show it and it straight up looks like somebody got a marker, a silver marker.
Yeah.
It didn't look like a branding.
No.
So a teenage kid who listens to Metallica, probably has friends that listen to Metallica, aren't going to go and hang out by the spooky tree. Give me a break.
Like, or, there should have been... I thought they were going somewhere else with that story. I thought he was doing stuff to that cow.
yeah, I was like,
that's what I went, but
much more interesting story. yeah, but like, how were there no like empty beer bottles in the like the mouth of this tree? You know, like, no, it's just this one doll that glimmered for some reason, for reasons.
Yeah. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan, the smart guy he is, he steps on it, breaks it open, releasing the 100-year-old horror Mary. Spirit, Mary. Who she...
No, but that's okay, because it was a part of God's plan, according to other characters. Yeah.
Who she, Mary, encompasses, she ends up, like, possessing a mute girl.
So, yeah, her last descendant, right?
Her last descendant.
Because that all, like,
all,
you know,
tracked.
Just yeah. It just all falls into place. All of Mary's descendants are all now long past, except for this one young, like, mute girl, a deaf girl. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, I think you're right. It lost me right at that moment because I was like, "What is this doll?"
And
this
then...
is what does it.
The fucking, oh god, the jump scares begin soon after.
Oh, they're so bad.
They're so predictable and average. Yeah.
Predictable, average. You see too much of Mary before she does the jump scares.
Oh,
you
know? My god, yeah.
So it's basically like somebody waiting behind a couch. That's what it felt like. It's like, I can see your feet. Like, you know.
I really honestly thought they were going to like show the creature at the end. I thought that's what we were building towards, but they reveal it pretty early on. You know exactly what this thing looks like, and it speaks, and it has,
Mary does do that, like, she, like, pulls her mask off reveal.
Yeah.
At the very end. And that's another, like, Dead Silence thing for me, where, like, you finally see whatever her name is in Dead Silence.
And boy, the jump scares come, and then they just become overly reliant on it throughout the movie. That was, like, the only way to kind of drum up any kind of interest in this movie, as it sort of plots along in a predictable way till, you know, the end. Of course, the end is, oh, she's going to broadcast her signal out. She had the Wonder Woman 84 ending where she's broadcasting the signal out to everybody. That sort of trope where she's going to reach everybody and she's going to have all these followers. We got to stop it.
Oh my God. That moment, I thought, I think I laughed. When Jeffrey Dean Morgan's trying to convince the young lady, like, no, she's lying to you. And then he's like, yeah, I made it all up, right? Like, he's sacrificing his job again because he wants to save the world or whatever, right? To save his soul, right? It's all about saving souls. And Mary talks to her like, don't listen to him. He's wrong. And then she's basically like, oh, shit. No, she's bad. It's all wrong. Okay.
Yeah. It's about, you know, what is it? Being so devoted to something, you are blind to it, and then there's like a morality story kind of wrapped in a demonic horror movie. Pretty standard stuff, I think.
Yeah, there's nothing exciting about it. I felt like there's like a free ticket to hang out in Massachusetts for most of these people.
Yeah, they were like, oh, where are we shooting? What time of year? I mean, the
Bansfield? Oh, you mean Bainsfield? I was like, shut up. That was one of the major plot twists, right? Oh, Bansfield used to be called Bainsfield. Because that's worse. Like, okay. I meant a bad place. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not a good one, folks. I'm sorry to tell you. Not a good one.
But that's what we're here for. We're here to tell you the good stuff and the bad stuff, the gems.
And that's why we always pick crap, so we can tell you it's crap. Oh, okay. Compared to Willy's Wonderland, how does this movie stack up?
I think this movie was basically cribbing from a script written in the 90s, where I feel like Willy's Wonderland was trying to do something different, not always succeeding, but hitting its limitations.
Right.
Is that kind of... They purposely had this fun idea. We're trying to get the most out of it with whatever constraints they had. This movie felt as about as safe can be. It's like, oof, it's like dad horror, if that kind of tracks. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like dad horror.
Yeah.
It's like... It almost did feel like a Stephen King adaptation, like, mm-hmm, TV film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Salem's Lot, right?
Salem's Lot, oof, yeah. The Langoliers, right?
Yeah, Tommyknockers, shit like Tommy, that.
Rose Red. We've seen them all, folks. We've seen them all,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Did you want to start rating it? Some ratings. How many sexy spooky bones do you give it?
How many sexy spooky bones will you give it? Sexy bones. Ooh, sexy bones. Well, I know what you're doing. Show us your sexy.
Don't do that. Just rate the movie.
Johnny is going to give The Unholy, starring Jeffrey Dean Morgan, William Sadler, and Carrie Eels, 2.5 sexy spooky bones.
Yep, that's about as
2.5 limp bones.
That's about as sexy and spooky as I found it too. Only yeah. two spooky sexy bones. Yeah. Not the movie for us. Definitely not the movie for us.
Maybe you guys are like, you know what? This would be like a great horror movie for people that have a hard time watching horror movies, I think. You know, people that don't like to be scared. Maybe I recommend this movie, you know, because it's not scary at all. It's got the guise of like a really scary movie, but, you know, it's not scary.
Yeah, I could definitely like recommend this to my mom, who's be like, hey, you got a sexy Jeffrey Dean Morgan in it, and he's doing religious saving stuff. I think this might be up her alley.
But with that said, the young punk dude was like even sexier because he was more buff, right? So you could say watch Spookies instead.
Oh, they did have a young, attractive priest.
That's right. Yeah, they did. And then he like caught fire, right? So like Mary's like abilities and powers were like wildly inconsistent.
You know, I'll say this. I think there's always a movie is some all the movies made, there's always some, this is going to be somebody's favorite movie.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, you know.
So hopefully this will be for you. It is, yeah, definitely not for us.
And you know, it's actually a miracle movies get made at all, right? Because you and I both know how difficult it is.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be.
I think never get released.
I feel like I don't want to be too negative. I think we went negative, but I want to one positive is
Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Yes,
Jeffrey Dean Morgan. And you know, movies are hard to make. So the fact that one got made and got released is a. It's a miracle in itself.
So good cool. job, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Cricket Brown, you were great. William Sadler, you were great. Katie, how do you say your last name? Isleton? It's always great seeing you. And that's it. Sorry, everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A wasted Christine Adams, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
Wasted. Oh, my. Maybe they couldn't afford her. That makes sense.
Okay. All right. Thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky.
Skeleton crew, it's time. The boys say goodbye. We love all of you. We really have to go poo. We'll miss you, but it's time for us to